You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Last week, about 100 golfers converged in Delhi, Louisiana, to play in a charity tournament to raise money for a new organization that aims to promote Poverty Point State Historic Site. Poverty Point is near Epps, and it's in the running to become a World Heritage Site. Commentator Gary Joyner has this profile of its historic mounds.
Long before Columbus arrived in the New World, or even before the Vikings set foot in North America, there was civilization on this continent, and some of it was found in North Louisiana. For those of us who grew up with Western movies, it's important to remember that not all Native American culture was headquartered in the West. It was found throughout the continent, some of it here in the Red River region. Near the northeast Louisiana town of Epps, a short distance from Monroe, is a prehistoric Indian site of international significance. Still steeped in mystery and grand in scale, it is the home of the Poverty Point people. Winston Churchill once referred to the Soviets as a riddle wrapped in a mystery inside an enigma. The Poverty Point people are this type of mystery. In the deep delta of North Louisiana, in flatland on Bayou Macon, lies an ancient complex with ceremonial mounds and concentric octagonal rings of piled earth. The origin of the Poverty Point people is still debated. No one is certain who they are, where they came from, what happened to them, or where they went. These Indians simply left the area, leaving no evidence of why they departed. The Poverty Point site shows no hint of destruction from war, no mass burials due to disease, and no massive monuments saying who they were. The site shows nothing of a cataclysmic flood or any other tremendous natural disaster. After well over a millennium of occupation, the site seems simply to have been abandoned, leaving scholars to debate why. So what do we know about these Native Americans? We know that they were an advanced people who established trade with others throughout the central part of North America. Their trading goods, now artifacts, are found in numerous locations outside North Louisiana. Thanks to these artifacts, we know that they were active over thousands of miles of rivers and had a healthy, robust economy. Keep in mind that this is the same time when warriors of Britain were still painting themselves blue and either running from or chasing Romans. We know so little, and that is why we have so many questions. Why would a civilization this advanced choose Northeast Louisiana as a hub? Why, after hundreds of years of occupation and development of a successful and vast economy, would they simply choose to leave? We may never know for sure. One intriguing theory is that Poverty Point culture was closely linked to Mesoamerica. Perhaps they were Toltecs, from the same area as the Aztecs and the Mayans. The Toltecs, traders over vast areas, were usurped by the Aztecs, so it is possible that there was really no reason for their far-flung commercial ventures to exist. If the Poverty Point people were part of that trading empire, its reason for existing ended when the Aztecs gained dominance. Perhaps those Mesoamericans simply decided to return home. It's interesting to note that there are many other sites that we know are related to these same people, often referred to as Mississippian mound builders. Other of their grand constructions can be found in our region as well as in places like Marksville, Louisiana and Natchez, Mississippi. In Arkansas, similar mounds lie between Little Rock and Memphis near the Mississippi River, near West Memphis, Arkansas. If you want to see how an ancient civilization lived and thrived, Poverty Point is a wonderful place to begin your journey, and it's right here in the Red River region, evidence that history matters.
Commentator Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history at LSU Shreveport. He comes our way every Tuesday morning at 7:35 for History Matters.